a global jump now to Siberia, where there's been a revival of religions and beliefs, including shamanism, the idea that every object has its own spirit. The spirits are contacted with the help of a shaman, who's a religious leader as well as a healer and prophet. Critics view shamans as simple charlatans, but for many ethnic Buryats, the largest minority group in Siberia, shamanism plays an important role in family life. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Buryatia. It's a region that borders Mongolia.
In some ways, it's a very typical story. An unmarried professional woman in her 30s goes home to see her parents. They want to know when she's going to get married and have children, and they urge her to visit her grandparents more often, not to lose touch with her roots. But Sayana Namsaraeva doesn't just receive advice from her family. Her mother also wants to take her to the family shaman. Sayana, as usual, is skeptical.
I ask her, why do we need to go there? And my mother explained that when they did this big ceremony on ancestors' grave on May, so shaman lady was talking with spirits about all living relatives and their children. My mother asked about me, and this great ancestor spirit told that I need to make a purification ceremony.
Sayana lives in Moscow, thousands of miles and five time zones away from her parents in Buryatia. The purification ceremony is supposed to cleanse her spirit and bring her closer to her Buryat heritage. This is important to her mother, Nina Tsibieneva, who works for the regional administration in Buryatia and who, like her daughter, lived for many years in Moscow before returning to her roots. Shamanism was always a part of her family tradition.
Были разные шаманы, я помню, в детстве.
I remember many shamans from my childhood, says Nina, whose parents were both communists living in a Buryat village. Despite their political beliefs, they practiced both shamanism and Buddhism in secret, hiding from Soviet authorities. Shamanism, she says, was their way to connect with the spirits of the mountains and the rivers. Her daughter, Sayana, a believer in Buddhism, is not sure what to think about the family's shamanist traditions. On this trip home, though, she's agreed to go through with the visit. They've prepared all day, filling plastic bottles with water from the two rivers in the Buryat capital, Ulan-Ude, and buying various food items to offer the spirits. They arrive in the evening to a typical wooden home in a poor district of the city. The shaman, a plump woman in her 30s, changes into a colorful costume and begins to chant and ring a bell. The shaman, Badmachanda, explains this is how she calls the spirits. She learned the ways of shamanism 6 years ago from an old man who was sent away to a Soviet labor camp for his beliefs, but who, unlike many shamans, returned home to pass on his knowledge. Badmachanda believes the Soviet years were a great loss for Buryat shamans. Shamans, she says, were much stronger before, though shamanism is flourishing again. Young people and old alike come to see me, she says, many seeking help because they can't have children, others because their children are ill, or they want to cleanse their bodies and their spirits. The purification ceremony for Sayana takes 6 hours, with the shaman chanting and often walking out to a courtyard to make offerings, tossing tea, milk, and vodka in various directions and onto a small bonfire. Neighborhood dogs bark in the background. The ceremony goes well into the morning hours. At one point, the shaman tells Sayana and her mother that the ancestors have asked them to dance around the fire. Another woman who's helping the shaman begins to sing. By about 1 a.m, the ceremony nears an end. The shaman takes 9 white rocks out of the burning fire and puts them in a pan, pouring the local river water over the rocks. Sayana and her mother lean over to breathe in the steam. The shaman then splashes the water on their bodies to cleanse them. It is not exactly the way Sayana would have chosen to spend her last night of vacation, but she did get something out of it.
I felt relief because I thought that It was important for my mother, so probably she would feel much better than that, because for me, maybe I don't understand many things. But I think that in many cases, for my mother and for other people, shaman is a, especially if it's a family shaman who knows everybody already about this family story, she's more like psychotherapist, probably.
For now, Sayana says she would more likely go see a Buddhist lama than a shaman for spiritual guidance or for natural healing. But as her father, a scientist, once told her, for the native people of Buryatia, shamanism will always exist because it deals with important things, personal health, and questions of life and death. I'm Michelle Kellerman in Ulan-Ude, Russia.
Time now, 29 minutes past the hour.